It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.
Welcome to Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. This is Aaron.
And this is Craig.
And we are joined this week, Craig, by a special guest here at the Lee Berry Studios.
Sean.
I am Sean.
Sean is a longtime friend of both of ours. And
he lives in an undisclosed location outside of Nashville near the Lee Berry Studio
very
complex.
Very near where we are.
I will undisclose it.
And that is why we got him, because we wouldn't have to pay for him to get here.
That's right. And we don't have to put him up in a hotel like we do with the rest of our guests.
We had nothing else to do.
Hey, first of all, I want to mention that my dog Steve really appreciated his being mentioned on the internet.
That was a shout out.
Yeah. We like Steve. Yeah. I like Steve actually the name more than I know the dog.
I know the dog and I'm really fond of Steve.
That's going to be a soundbite. That's gonna be a soundbite.
Steve soundbite. I get it.
Even
better.
Hey. Oh my gosh! Can we please just move to this next one?
Are you talking about alcohol fueled Ohio Amish party raided and 73 arrested?
I'm talking Amish that like the party.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Authorities in the heart of Ohio's
they can't
Amish
use Dixie cups though. They only have to use glass.
That's a good point. You get your ink pen and you mark that down. We'll put that in the story.
We're all going down to Gruber's rave.
So just in case, we're going to start over.
Living in an Amish paradise. We should play that.
Okay, so just for the sake of
tonight
having
we're going to party like it's 1899.
Okay. Okay, you two done? You guys okay? Can I move on now?
It's the microphone we have to share.
It's what you're so
we're
close
so
to each
close.
Other. Alcohol-fueled Ohio Amish party raided. 73 arrested. Authorities in the heart of Ohio's Amish country said they arrested more than 70 people in a raid at a weekend party in a field that was expected to attract hundreds of Amish youth. More than 40 officers converged Saturday.
Do you think they had, like, special effects on the flames from the fire?
Probably.
And the lanterns.
They made their own alcohol. Yeah. Had to have. Why are you looking at me like that?
I just wish I could somehow express the look on my face right now. I'm trying to
Somebody
read.
Get the horse-drawn paddy wagon.
We got 73 utes out here.
My cleverness isn't kicking in. More than
the one in the blue shirt. Oh, you get the one in the blue shirt. You get the one in the blue shirt. I get the one in the blue shirt.
I got the one with suspenders. Wait a minute. They've all got suspenders.
And the guy with the beard.
How did this happen? Did somebody say, hey, take a look at this water I found. It makes me feel funny.
Wait, is this like those clowns that keep appearing everywhere? Now we've got Amish parties appearing everywhere, and nobody believes it because they can't find any evidence?
Jedediah gave me funny water.
Saul, pass me that boing, bong. Holmes County deputies were assisted in the raid. They act like they had to have like water hoses.
Someone tell Dorcas to share her liquid.
Dorcas.
Gruber, pass me the Red Bull and vodka.
Holmes County. Maybe it was a barn raising gone wrong.
Where did you get this water, Jedediah?
Where's Malachi? He's in the cornfield.
What is Amish social media? I mean, how do they find out about it? Do they send them pigeons or...
They draw pictures on their actual walls.
Maybe.
And then you have to go over to someone's house to see their wall.
Somebody tweeted me.
More than 40 officers converged Saturday on the Hardy Township field west of Millersburg off Route 39 after concerned parents notified the Holmes County Sheriff's Office of a large party expected to attract over 1,000 Amish from Ohio and neighboring
Good
states.
Good grief, that's a How? Big party.
And not to mention the How? Fact, well, here's the other thing. How's it going to attract? Is there that much going on under their noses that they don't know about, that they're so starved for partying?
And how did the word get out? I mean, did they go door to door for 1,000 people to want to come to this party?
Well... I mean, horse and carriage. I mean, it probably took 7 months just to, hey, we got a party. We have a party coming up in, August. This was January.
They've been planning this party since 2006.
Investigators say 73 people, including 35 juveniles, so the adults were in on it, were taken into custody and charged with underage consumption of alcohol. Holmes County deputies were assisted in the raid by deputies from Carroll, Fisher, and Fisherburg.
You guys are so good with names.
Yes, we are. That. The Millersburg Police Department also assisted with transporting people to the county jail. The Amish are a Christian sect whose members live a simple lifestyle and shun modern conveniences as long as it does not include alcohol. And the last quote is, hopefully this sent a message to kids that they shouldn't be drinking unless they're over 21. Never mind, there were
the 73 minus 35.
Yeah, right. That's math. We're not going to tolerate these kinds of parties. Thank you. But since we brought a music calculator.
We got a genius over here.
Okay, next story. Okay, alleged Kansas City bank robber, 70, chooses prison over home and wife.
What's wrong with his wife?
Let's read and find out. A 70-year-old man charged with robbing a Kansas City, Kansas bank said he did it because he preferred a jail cell over living with his wife.
Oh, my goodness.
Lawrence John Ripple is charged in federal court with the Friday afternoon robbery of the Bank of Labor at 756 Minnesota Avenue. According to the court documents, Ripple handed the teller a note that read, I have a gun. Give me money.
What if she'd like slid him some change? Yeah. Reached in her pocket. Here's some money.
Do you want? You need some ones and fives with that, sir?
He's like, I have a gun. Give me money. She's like, well, how much do you want for it?
This is the teller complied.
Yeah, but has he been to jail before? That's my main question.
Well, let's see. But instead of fleeing, Ripple took the money and then took a seat in the bank lobby, according to the documents. Well, he probably wanted to meet with the manager to open an account.
I've got money now. What am I going to do with it?
Open the account. When a bank security guard approached him, Ripple told the guard, I'm the guy you're looking for. And he looked at him perplexed and said, I didn't know I was looking for a guy because they hadn't told him yet.
And I just got back from break.
I don't know what's happening.
That's funny. I was looking for a guy with a gun who needed money.
So. That's so weird that you're here. The guard took the money from Ripple. Well, now he's the thief.
Now there's three people with this money.
And held him until police arrived. Was it like a bear hug? How did he hold him exactly?
Come here,
Come here, you. Come here. Until the police arrived, which wasn't long, because Kansas City, Kansas Police Headquarters is on the same block.
This guy planned his fake bank robbery.
When he was questioned later by investigators, Ripple told him that he and his wife had argued and he no longer wanted to be in that situation, according to the documents.
Well, wait a minute.
So Ripple wrote out his demand note in front of his wife and told her he'd rather be in jail than at home. FBI agent wrote the affidavit filed in support of the robbery charge. Well, why do you have to write it in support? The guy did it. He admitted he's sitting there waiting.
He doesn't need any support.
Is there not any? Okay.
He needs a divorce attorney.
He needs a diversity course. And you need some more.
Diversed.
You need to spend more time at Amish parties.
Obviously, he wanted some sleep and some meals.
So let's explore this without getting divorced in the process. So you're really miserable at home.
Okay.
And
what would you do? Let's just say you were at the end of your rope.
I mean, I can think of a number of things.
Maybe go sleep at the parents' house.
Get in the car and just go away, drive away.
I'd go to Sean's house. He's got a basement.
That's true. He has a basement.
And Steve, the dog.
Go get some food. Go hang out somewhere. Go do something. I don't know what I would do, but it wouldn't involve a gun, a note, and a bank teller.
I agree.
Yeah.
How bad does it have to be to where you would go, you know what? Jail would be better than this.
I mean, let's explore that for a minute. What things are better than being in a bad relationship?
Well, if you're in jail, number one, there's no chores. Number two, three hots.
And a workout room, usually, and cable TV.
Basketball.
A library. You're in.
I'm in. Bring me.
Maybe we should talk about this.
Hey, what if all three of us went to jail?
Three dudes in a cell.
Three dudes.
That doesn't.
Three dudes, a homemade microphone, and an illegal connection to the internet.
And a shank.
And a shank. Three middle-aged dudes, a shank, an illegal connection to the internet, and a homemade microphone.
Hey, Craig, can I borrow your shiv?
You got any cigarettes? Okay. So you know what time it is, right?
Well,
time to cue the music.
Here we go.
You know you know why we played that, right?
There's a poo story.
We got a poo story. Poop farter puts on bizarre performance aboard New York subway train. New York, September 7th. Commuters riding a New York subway on Labor Day were treated to a bizarre piece of performance art from a man dubbed the Poop Farter. Jordan Siegel posted a video on the YouTubes showing a strange performance art piece that commuters were met with Monday on the C train.
Stop spreading the poo. I'm leaving today.
But you only flush once.
I'm farting today.
The man dubbed the Poop Farter by Siegel wears a t-shirt that reads, "Poop," and holds a sign reading, "Farting." A recording playing from speakers on the man's back repeats, "Pooping, fart, fart, pooping," on a loop.
It's a poop loop.
It's a poop loop. Subway passengers initially seem to ignore the man, but appear to become increasingly amused as the performance continues.
Well, sure.
Siegel said the man nodded and exited the train without asking for any money from his audience. That's why,
because it's completely government funded.
Well, I also like the fact that he's a purist. He's there for the art.
Yes.
And he's really just there to entertain and leave.
Poof.
He knows his place.
Yeah.
And he flushes once.
You only flush once, poop fodder.
Hey, poop fodder. You better only flush once. Okay, so the next story, I'll give you the intro, Aaron. Ready?
I'm ready.
Man accused of breaking into Martha's Vineyard home and painting dog purple.
Felix Reagan is charged with breaking and entering with the intent to commit a felony, cruelty to animals, and larceny of a motor vehicle, reports say. Police say a man broke into a home on Martha's Vineyard and painted the resident's dog purple.
Why? Tell me why.
I'll show you.
Say, I'm here to commit a felony.
The Cape Cod Times reports that Felix Reagan is charged with breaking and entering in the daytime in intent to commit a felony, cruelty to animals, larceny, and motor vehicle and related crimes.
I'm painting that dog, see?
Get over here, dog, see? I'm going to paint you, dog. Get over here, dog, right now.
Don't make me paint your dog purple.
Police responded to an Oak Bluffs neighborhood around...
That was me painting the dog, by the way.
...around 2:30 p.m. Saturday. At 1 week ago today, the dog was painted purple for the report that a man had stolen a vehicle, crashed it, and then fled on foot.
The dog was not available for...
So was it purple or was it eggplant? Maybe...
Officials say the dog was not available for comment since he was at a Amish rave.
Hey, Jedediah, have I had too much to drink, or is that dog purple? Hey,
Dorcas.
Don't pet that dog, see?
What are you talking about, Dorcas? That dog's not purple.
It's eggplant. Soon after, officers were called to a nearby home where the residents reported someone had forced in a first-floor window, stolen items, and painted their dog purple. Police say officers located Reagan, who had purple paint on his pants.
Well, there you go.
Purple pants.
Don't tell those, raise your hands. So do you think maybe he painted the dog purple and then wanted to hug the dog? That's why he had the purple on his pants, or...
I just want to know what dog stands there and takes that. Right. Okay, Aaron, this is yours because you love this story.
A man has been caught driving his car with a frying pan. The 32-year-old had swapped the cookery instrument in place of his steering wheel.
That's hot. So?
Police in Adelaide, Australia, were called to reports of a man loitering around Norman Street. You know Norman Street, don't you?
Yeah.
That's over there.
Yeah.
Just after 8 p.m. on Sunday. When they arrived, the man sped off in his Mazda sedan. The car was also found to be uninsured and unregistered.
Well, how do you register or get insurance for a frying pan?
You don't. That's what the police said. That the car would have failed to pass the...
Mott applesauce?
Right.
That's Mott's.
So now we got bacon and applesauce.
Ministry of
What's
Transportation.
What's for dinner? Bacon and applesauce.
Very nice.
What's for dinner, Mom?
7 News Adelaide reports that the man had also changed his number plates and breached a previous bell. He was a bell breacher.
He breached it.
And a number plate changer. Appearing at Adelaide Magistrates Court, the man in question was charged and was refused bail. So, yes, he really jumped out of the frying pan into the fire.
And no, you, wait. You thought the bacon, no bacon found in the pan was
no,
bad,
I
but could, you read the
I was
frying.
Gonna, I was going to skip it until Sean said he couldn't wait for the next line.
This one hits close to home.
Okay, take it, Craig.
Man charged over piggyback request to women out running.
Pardon me.
A man. Why is that?
It's
all uppercase, all caps. A man has been charged.
They were praying right before they wrote that.
A man has been charged in connection with several incidents where lone women were approached and asked for a piggyback ride while out running.
What kind of weirdo?
What kind of a law is that he's breaking?
Well, that's a good point.
Police said the suspicious incidents involving a man claiming to be injured before asking the women to give him a piggyback, leaving them extremely uncomfortable and alarmed.
So does that mean that he actually got piggyback rides because they were left uncomfortable and alarmed?
I think it was just the request that left.
It says a 46-year-old man has been charged in connection with the incidents which took place in Aberdeen, Aberdeenshire, and Montrose in August and September. Charged with what?
Loitering piggyback style?
I mean, what the I mean, Sergeant Andy Peerless, he has no friends, said, I would like to thank all those who...
Peerless, get in here.
Peerless, get in here. You ain't doing nothing. You ain't got no friends. I would like to thank all those who responded to our appeal for assistance. The information provided to us from the public was vital. He said, inquiries into this investigation are still ongoing, and I would ask anyone with information to please contact police on 101.
Wait a minute. What is 101?
Well, look, it's the Scotsman. The guy was obviously wearing a kilt.
It's true.
That's probably the basis of the whole thing.
That joke.
Peerless, here, now.
That joke killed me.
Whoa. I feel so bad for Peerless. Yeah. He's got no one.
Peerless.
So, seriously, the next headline, North Korea bans sarcasm. Are you kidding me? For real.
Is that even possible?
Like, you're really going to... Right.
Yeah, 10 minutes after the statement, Kim Jong-un said, just kidding.
Okay, these are the rules, apparently. Satire directed towards the regime will not be forgiven, says a source. So, satire directed to North Korea... Okay, North Korea... Okay, here we go. Okay. Here we go. North Korea banned sarcasm. Satire directed towards the regime will not be forgiven, says a source. Mass meetings were organized by government to issue all warnings, including the scroll of blacklisted phrases is, this is all America's fault. Citizens have also been banned from calling leader Kim Jong-un a fool. But fat tubby face is okay.
This just in... Bangkok,
easy. Easy.
This just in, Bangkok opens sarcasm parlors.
North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has banned the country's citizen from using sarcasm in everyday conversations. Satire directed towards the regime and even indirect criticisms of leadership will not be forgiven, sources in the North have said. Mass meetings organized by central government authorities have been used to issue warnings.
You no make fun of me.
Does
wait,
this
that's
have to
funny.
Be...
Whoa, not funny.
You know, wait, was that supposed to be sarcastic? Oh, no. No,
said you were foolish.
No, I actually meant you were a jerk. I didn't want to actually. Here's the deal. So they get he just killed like the education guy. He kills officers all the time. So
he kills his own family members.
Why would anybody ever try to? I mean, other than the fact that it'd be fun to make fun of Fatso. What would be what? You know what I'm saying? Right?
Sure.
Plus he's got hipster hair.
He does have hipster hair.
One
state security official personally organized a meeting to alert local residents to potential hostile actions by internal rebellious elements. A source in Zhejiang Province.
Wait, where was that?
Zhejiang Province, which lies along the border with China, told RFA's Korean service this week. The main point of the lecture was keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut.
You not talking no more.
The source said, speaking on condition of
anonymity.
The same message was delivered in a meeting held in neighboring Yangang province on August 28th, a source in the province said. Among the phrases outlawed by Kim Jong-un, also known as Fat Daddy, are, this is all America's fault, which could be seen as a criticism.
Could be.
if spoken ironic. Wait, why does he hates America? Why does he care?
And he can't use sarcasm, so he means it.
The official leading the meeting warned those presidents against being dragged into internal hostile behavior. The source added, this habit of the central authorities of blaming the wrong country when a problem's cause obviously lies elsewhere has led citizens to mock the party. No, what makes them mock the party is Fatso up there. Nobody else has got food. He's eating everything.
And flushing as many times as he wants.
As much as he wants. And he's running slave labor camps for anybody or kills whoever doesn't agree with him.
Yeah, filled with drunk Amish.
All I got to say is, hey, Fatty, come on our show, all right?
Yeah, you got an open invitation.
Yeah, yeah. Neener, neener.
See, he's being sarcastic when he says...
Oh, I was being sarcastic, too. Crap. Oh. I'm in trouble. Oh, wait, there's more.
There's more.
Oh, wait a minute.
Another blacklisted expression is a fool who cannot see the outside world. The phrase has been used widely by government workers in Pyongyang.
If that's their version of sarcasm, they need help. I mean, I would ban sarcasm, too, if it was that bad.
Well, it says expressions of public discontent with the North Korea regime become more common in the tightly controlled state this year, with graffiti mocking production slogans appearing at the construction site in Pyongyang.
Okay, I know we got limited time here, but I have a story to share. It's not really a story here, but it's more of an observation. Could be a PSA.
Can I just say
at this point,
lay it on me?
Yeah. So a couple weeks ago, I was finished Ubering.
Okay, it's a great story.
On a Friday night late, it was after midnight. I'm like, okay, I need to start heading home.
After midnight, were you going to let it all hang out?
I was.
After midnight.
Oh, yeah. So I flipped on the radio, and I started listening to something I had listened to for years working third shift, Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, Art Bell.
Art Bell.
They talk about UFOs and ghosts and shadow people and all that stuff. So the first story on there was apparently a rocket exploded. Earlier that day.
That's right.
And the guy said, oh,
Mark Zuckerberg's rocket.
Yeah. So the guy said, the guy on the show said, did you see the little blips afterwards? And I'm like, oh, great. This is a good one. So no big deal there. So I'm listening to the show, and here comes the part I wanted to tell you guys about. It gets to the point where he's talking about sponsors. So George Norrie comes on, and obviously a pre-recorded thing, and says, hey, are you looking to meet up with someone this Labor Day weekend and connect with someone? Try ParanormalDate.com.
Oh, yes. We are in. Oh, we're married. We can't be.
ParanormalDate.com. So I just busted out.
And how do they hook you up with aliens?
I really don't know.
Do they beam down their...
You don't have to sign up. They just get your brain waves.
They just probe you.
They get all you...
There's that. And he also mentioned ConspiracyDate.com.
No.
So who signs up for conspiracy?
Is that conspiracy date like a date of different conspiracies or a conspiracy with somebody?
I couldn't believe it myself. So Aaron
just put his glasses on. It's about to get serious in here.
As soon as I got home, I had to show it to my... I'm not going to mention Kim's name.
Oh, my gosh.
We don't ever mention our wives' names.
Right. No, not Lori or Glenna. Right, no.
I'm thinking... There's money to be made there. I mean, like witnessprotectiondate.com or gryffindordate.com. So, anyway.
Or I'm a loser. Wait, or
I'm a loser,
Peerless,
baby.
Peerless.com.
Peerless, get in here.
We got a website for you.
Jane.
Aaron.
Yes, great.
Aaron,
yes.
Cue the top 10 music.
Here we go. That's good music.
It's hard to follow the other music.
That's true.
It was good. Top 10 ways to annoy short people. We're going to get...
Wait a minute.
Yep, this is just for you.
I'm already offended.
Can I read these? Because I'm going to look at you every time I read one.
I don't care.
Number 10.
Go.
Get down on your knees and look at them eye to eye.
That's not funny.
Number 9. Put your arm on them like an armrest.
Okay, that's really not funny.
Number 8, when you're talking to them, glance around as if you cannot see them, like they're too small to be seen.
Number 8, you've already done. You do that every week.
7, crane your neck down at them like a flamingo. Number 6, which I'm going to do to you from now on, say, come here. And when they're halfway there, say, are you tired yet?
Yeah, I've gotten that before.
Number 5, which is very timely for the previous story, offer them piggyback rides, but apparently that's a law that can be broken.
And you're going to get arrested.
Number 4, dangle something above them if they ask you for something.
can you reach it?
Here your keys. Jump.
That's not funny.
Number three, say, how's the weather at that altitude?
Yeah, you know what? That's what we short people do for tall people.
But that's just a desperate attempt.
No, we say, how's the weather up there?
Number two, say, can you reach that for me?
That doesn't even make sense.
And number one, say, where did you go when they're standing right in front of you?
You're guilty of that with me on, like, multiple times.
Wait, hey, are you being short with him?
Wait, when did you get here? He's long on talk, but short on everything else.
Like I've always said, I'm too tall to be a jockey, too short for anything else. That's
right. Wow, that narrows this one down to nothing. Narrows this down to nothing? What does that mean?
That don't make no sense.
Peerless, get in here. You and Wrigglesworth. I found you a friend, Peerless. His name's Wrigglesworth. He knows everything. He can tell you the spray pattern of bear spray. That does it.
I'd like to thank our guest this week, Sean Rourke, for stopping by.
You're welcome.
All right.
It was unfortunate Steve couldn't come with you, but apparently health regulations at the Lee Berry Complex do not allow dogs.
They do not allow them.
He wanted me to tell you.
That's weird because that really is. That's what he said. That's when I saw him.
All right. We'll be tuned back. Tune back. All right, check back later this week for the next episode. We hope you enjoyed this one, and we ask you to please rate us and review us on your favorite
podcast.
Go ahead, Craig.
Go to your favorite
podcast source.
Thank you. You can go to iTunes, Google Music. Also, catch us on Facebook. How do you get to us on Facebook, Aaron?
That would be two middle-aged dudes, I believe.
Number two,
middle-aged dudes.
Just middle-aged dudes.
I think it's
just, you know, we really got to learn that.
We do. We should write
that
down.
Look up middle-aged dudes. And we've got products out there.
We've got products.
Shirts, hat. No hats.
Mouse pads. In case you know somebody from 1987.
Oh, you love that one. All right, that's it. We're out.
It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.